Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Get ready. I hope you like that. Leave it up, Kev. Let's let that play a little bit. We got patriotic music today. It's Veterans Day. We're gonna be patriotically obnoxious all day, the whole show. Welcome back, 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm glad you're here, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And it's just you and me right now. I've got a couple of things I want to say first before we get into the Veterans Day stuff that we've got planned for you. I've got something else I want to talk about. I want to just put a final recap on what happened last week. A week ago today, actually, in the election. As you know, historically, midterm elections for the second term of any U.S. president has been unfavorable for the party. I mean, it's just like, it's amazing. It's almost like it's automatic in the second term of a president in the midterm election when there's no president on the ballot. These are all statewide elections. Electing the members of Congress and to the Senate and to the House has always been bad for the party of the president who was in the White House. Well, there's an exception. In 1998, an embattled President Clinton, if you remember, I mean, he was really he was being impeached. He had all kinds of problems. He went against conventional political wisdom and history because during his second midterm in 98. The Democrat Party slightly not only didn't lose seats in the Congress, they slightly increased their majority, which produced not only a political victory for Bill Clinton, it was a moral victory. Well, going into last Tuesday's election, President Obama could either brace for the curse of the second term of the second midterm. Which most presidents you just resign themselves to, or he could have imagined America's first black president would pull off a Clinton miracle. So when he declared that my policies are on the ballot. Don't worry, no matter what anybody else says, you know, even though I'm not going campaigning for people out there, and you're not going to see my face out on the stump, my policies are on the ballot. When he said that, we were left to assume that President Obama dreamed of a Clinton repeat. You know, why couldn't he pull off something that Clinton pulled off, right? Well, apparently voters agreed with the president about one thing. His policies were on their minds when they went into the voting booth. Indeed, the Republican gains were so pervasive that you just can't lay the blame at the feet of the Democrats who lost, who were on the ballot and lost. Republicans gained majority in the Senate, 7, probably as many as 9 seats. 9 senators. They have 7 in the bag right now, and there may be as many as 9 in the Senate. That's the majority in the Senate now. And they increased their majority, I don't know, more than a dozen members of the House. They increased their majority in the House, and they increased governorships. There are now 31 Republican governors across the country. 31. They increased that number by 3, including 4 deep blue states like Pennsylvania, Michigan, Illinois, and Massachusetts, right? Unbelievable. And they picked up 8 state legislative chambers, either a legislature or a Senate, 8 of those across the country. And now, one other little tidbit, 70% of the chambers, of the legislative chambers in the states, 70% of them are GOP, a Republican. But we wanted to know what you thought about how you were feeling about the election. If you remember, we asked you before the election in a poll which party you would favor going into the election. Well, here's what you told us. I'm only going to give you one answer. 12% said Democrat. Only 12%. Almost all the rest, maybe an independent, there was had a little bit for independent, but almost all the rest were Republican. Most small business owners consider Obama's ideology, his policies, and his rhetoric to be anti-business. I don't know how else we could you could take it, folks. I'm just calling it like it is. His policies, his words, and his ideology have been anti-business. That's how I felt as I polled you over the last 6 years. That's basically what you've been telling me. So here's a short list of issues that we have with the president. Number one, we all know it's the worst economic recovery in history. Now, over 5 years now since the recession is over, many people still feel like there's a recession out on Main Street. Obamacare, he visited Obamacare on us. It's the mother of all uncertainties, and that's getting to get. Obamacare is about to be revealed in a way that will amaze you, and shock you actually, and scandalize you. I think what you're going to learn about Obamacare very soon, today, tomorrow, the next day. President Obama's environmental policies have never negatively impacted job creation and energy prices. His fealty to unions, he's devoted to unions, is nothing less than anti-employer. The exponential growth in regulations, I talked about that last week, it's the stealth tax on small business. His plans to relinquish control of the U.S. control of the Internet. I've been talking about that to you for years now. We've got to stop that. And small business owners did not like hearing a few years ago when President Obama said, "You didn't build your business." We didn't like that. There are approximately 100 million potential voters in Small Business America, my friends, including owners and employees. And when you consider the economic uncertainty and the financial damage small businesses have experienced for the last 6 years out here on Main Street, the lack of recovery, the lack of expansion that we've been seeing, it's reasonable, in my opinion, to attribute much of the election outcome to you, small business owners. Well, as a lame duck president, it may be too late to redeem Mr. Obama, but the political class, Republicans and Democrats, should heed the prophetic wisdom of the late Massachusetts Democrat Senator Paul Tsongas, who told his party in 1992, "You can't be pro-jobs and anti-business at the same time. You cannot love employment and hate employers." Both parties, all of the political class, need to heed that warning. And so my last thought is, beware the small business voting bloc. Maybe small business owners are starting to vote as a single issue voter for their businesses. I hope so. 20 after, stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.